For the second recording on the outcome on the different genres in the Bible, we're starting with poetry. And the first book we're looking at is that of the Psalms. In terms of the author of Psalms, there are several authors. David has written the most of the Psalms, with 75 in total. Asaph and family wrote 12 of the Psalms. The sons of Korah, 11 Psalms. And then there were others by Heman, Solomon, Moses, Ethan the Esrahite. And there are 48 remaining Psalms which are anonymous. The period in which the Psalms were written ranges from 1450 BC to 430 BC. And in terms of their purpose, Psalms is a collection of songs which includes praise to the Lord, cries of the needy, worshipful adoration, laments, thanksgiving, prophecy, and the full spectrum of human emotion. Some of the songs were written for specific occasions, such as traveling to the temple or crowning a new king. And their type of writing, of course, is poetry. The second book is that of Proverbs. The author is made up by Solomon, Agur, Lemuel, and some unidentified men. It was written in approximately 935 BC, and purpose, a collection of moral teachings and general observances about life. This book is directed to those in search of wisdom. And subjects include love, sex, marriage, money, work, children, anger, strife, thoughts, and words. And the type of writing, poetry or wisdom literature. The third book is Ecclesiastes, which was written by Solomon in approximately 935 BC. The purpose? A wise older man who calls himself the preacher philosophizes about life, looking back over what he has learned from his experiences. The preacher, having lived apart from God, recounts the futility of various dead-end paths. Nothing in this world satisfies. Riches, pleasure, knowledge, or work. Without God in the equation, all is vanity. Type of writing? Poetry. We move on now to the genre of major prophets. And the first book we're looking at is that of Isaiah. The author, of course, is Isaiah the prophet, and it was written in about 685 BC. Purpose. Isaiah was called as a prophet in Judah and brought God's messages to several kings. God proclaimed judgment against Judah for their religious hypocrisy. Isaiah also delivered messages of warning to other nations, including Assyria, Babylon, Moab, Syria, and Ethiopia. Despite all of God's anger against his people in Judah, he miraculously saved Jerusalem from an attack by the Assyrians. Isaiah predicted the fall of Judah at the hands of Babylon, but he also promised a restoration to their land. Isaiah looked even further ahead to the promised Messiah, who would be born of a virgin, be rejected by his people, and be killed in the process of bearing their iniquities. Yet the Messiah, God's righteous servant, would also rule the world from Jerusalem in a kingdom of peace and prosperity. Type of writing, prophecy. The second book in this genre is Jeremiah. The author is Jeremiah, and he wrote it in about 585 BC. Let's look at its purpose. Jeremiah, living during the time of the Babylonian invasion of Judah, prophesied Babylon's victory over Judah. a message that brought him much grief from the proud kings and false prophets in Jerusalem. Continually calling God's people to repent, Jeremiah was regularly ignored and even persecuted. Through Jeremiah, God promised that he would one day establish a new covenant with Israel. The prophet lived to see the fall of Jerusalem and predicted that the people's captivity in Babylon would last 70 years. Type of writing, prophecy. The third and last book we'll look at in this genre is Daniel, also written by the author of the same name, Daniel. This was written in approximately 530 BC. Purpose of writing? As a young man, Daniel was taken captive to Babylon, but he and three friends remained steadfast to the Lord's commands, and God therefore blessed them with honor and high rank in the Babylonian Empire. However, they did have enemies. Daniel's three friends were thrown into a fiery furnace, and Daniel into a den of lions. But God preserved their lives in each case and bestowed even more honor upon them. Daniel survived the overthrow of Babylon and continued prophesying into the time of the Persian Empire. Daniel's prophecies are far-reaching, accurately predicting the rise and fall of many nations and the coming rule of God's chosen king, the Messiah. Type of writing, prophecy. And next time we will resume with the minor prophets.